From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The entire UN Security Council on Thursday strongly condemned the most recent ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for greatly increasing tension in the region and beyond. North Korea last Saturday tried and failed to launch a missile off its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests that violate UN sanctions against the North. The Security Council's stance comes as the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump's signals it is running out of patience with the North, which continues to develop its nuclear ballistic missile program.
As far as North Korea is concerned, we are in very good shape. We're building our military rapidly. Answer your question on stability. I hope the answer is a positive one, not a negative one. But hopefully that will be something that gets taken care of.
President Trump, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took aim at Iran and its proxy militia, Hezbollah, on Thursday, saying the United States would act against this growing menace. The ambassador's strong comments came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, responsible for conflicts in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, and warned it is taking North Korea's path.
The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach. A comprehensive Iran policy requires that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it is clear there are many.
Tillerson said the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran has ignored the other serious threats the country poses. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.